It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. Access to democracy is a major topic at the start of this year's legislative session. COVID-related restrictions and extreme safety measures are keeping the public away from Capitol buildings and legislators. Senators John Braun and Doug Erickson say the legislature should focus on COVID relief in the budget and avoid highly divisive proposals during this time.
I would encourage us, as much as possible, to work in good faith to try to find compromises on controversial issues. And if we can't, and if it's not urgent, to perhaps set them aside until we can have a more transparent and process with better access by the public. And that's not a judgment, Madam President. That's simply an observation that we have a particularly difficult challenge in front of us to conduct a session that is transparent, that has access, that is fair, that recognize that the folks across our great state have many different viewpoints, and they deserve to be heard as part of the process.
So this body has just accepted the fact that we are operating under a statewide emergency. That's not a surprise to the thousands of businesses who have been suffering under the lockdown here in Washington State for the past 10 months. It's not a surprise to the restaurant owners, the bar owners, the health club owners, the other people, the small businesses who have been so severely impacted by this. And if we're going to be in a state of emergency with the rules we just adopted, we have determined that the public does not have the ability to come to Olympia to petition their legislature face-to-face, eye-to-eye, to be able to look at what you're doing. And if this legislature had agreed to say that we're going to deal with COVID-19, deal with the budget, help the people who are truly in need right now, and then go home, this resolution would not be needed. But this week, here in the legislature, we're going to be holding hearings on an income tax. We're going to be holding hearings on capital gains taxes. We're going to be holding hearings on cap and trade, on energy taxes, on carbon taxes. We're going to be holding hearings on new taxes on property here in Washington State. These are not going to help the people of Washington State who are suffering from COVID-19 now, from the response to COVID-19. What I propose, and what I believe this legislature should do, is adjourn this legislative session and immediately reconvene the legislature tomorrow in a 30-day emergency session just to handle the items of COVID-19 response in Washington State.
Senators Shelley Short and Keith Wagoner say the people's voices matter.
People have shared repeatedly in our districts and throughout the state the concern of not being able to fully participate in their government as decisions, whether they be tax decisions or policy decisions that impact their lives, Madam President. And I believe that we can figure out a way to do things in the safest and best way to allow the most full public participation, again, in the measure in which they choose suits them best. And I feel it's necessary to be that voice today, Madam President, to let folks know that that their participation means something, and in the way that they choose.
If you think back to last session, when we had truck drivers drive their vehicles down here and let their needs be known, and we had hairdressers come and tell us how they felt about different things, those are voices we're not going to hear this year.
Senators Mike Padden and Sharon Brown say the heart of democracy itself is being threatened.
The people who are the inherent part of political power, not only can they not get into this building, but there is an 8-foot fence that goes all the way from the legislative building down past the Supreme Court. So they can't even gather on the steps of the legislative building. And Madam President, I remember when Occupy was here and they were welcomed into the building, and members on the other side of the aisle were very collegial and bought pizza for them. And yet people can't even gather on the steps. I don't remember ever any problems, be they labor groups, right to life groups, or other groups that traditionally gather on the steps of the Capitol. And I don't know, as many of my colleagues know, I'm a very strong admirer of President Ronald Reagan, and on his birthday I usually make a few remarks. Got my Ronald Reagan socks on today. And I remember on June 12, 1987. He said, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." And I say today, "Governor Inslee, tear down this wall."
There was a group of individuals that were brought here from Kazakhstan by the State Department not too long ago. And as they sat here and in the wings in the galleries, they began to weep. And he went and he said, "Why are you guys weeping? Why are you crying?" And they said, because in their country, in Kazakhstan, they had never been this close to democracy. And they could feel the energy and they could feel the participation here on this floor. And what we're doing today, Madam President, is we are removing that access to democracy.
There are still ways for you to participate in the process. Go to leg.wa.gov for more information.
Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at Washington SRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.